This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
You know, there are a lot of passions. Some days it's sports, other days it's cooking or music, or just diving into a great documentary. The thing is, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. Amazon Prime isn't just about fast delivery. Though getting stuff the same day is pretty great. But it turns out it's so much more. Prime Video, Amazon Music, the whole range of services. It's like a hub for all kinds of curiosity. Prime helps people stay connected to what matters and keeps the journey of exploration going. Whether it's watching something inspiring, listening to a new artist, or getting gear delivered fast to chase a new hobby, Prime makes it easier to dive in. So yeah, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. From streaming to shopping, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to get more out of whatever sparks interest. Amazon.com/Prime.
Baseball's number one digital destination is the MLB app. And this app's got game. Like game highlights, live games, fantasy games, and more.
A gem of a game!
This is baseball your way. With stats, scores, breaking news, and daily custom content that hits every time.
A monster shot!
Because here, you choose the teams and pick the players you want to follow.
All year long.
So when they catch it on the field,
what a catch!
You catch it on the MLB app. Download today. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Hey, don't forget, tomorrow we have the Reardon Roundtable. We'll have on the panel, Jane will be back. She was off last week. John Gaskin, also our friend Gene Evans. We'll get Paul Hall with some entertainment recommendations. Frank Cusimano from KSDK. I mentioned David Zweig in his book. We've had him on once before, but I feel very passionately that David's book is getting a little overlooked here. It's about COVID and the lies that we're told. It's called An Abundance of Caution. So he'll be with us tomorrow in the 5 o'clock hour. And then Ethan and I are going to talk a little baseball with Scotty Warman tomorrow, which is going to be fun as the Cardinals return into action down in Texas. Well, I mentioned the other day, Scott Jennings came in with our mutual friend Joe Arnold to the baseball game on Sunday. We had a fantastic time. He is with us this afternoon. 97.1 FM Talk political insider, CNN political contributor. How are you, Jennings? Are you there? How are you, Jennings?
I'm great, and a profitable trip it was. We saw the Redbirds pull out a nice victory on Sunday.
Now, you told me on Sunday you might have gone to Baltimore, but you canceled that because of the rain. It was real rainy the last couple of nights, right?
It was, and I wanted to go, and it rained all day, and I thought for sure they were going to cancel, but they got it in. They played in the slop, and again, the Cardinals emerged victorious, another series win for the Redbirds, so we're on a streak right now, man. It's amazing.
We may return to baseball here at the end of this conversation, but let's get into some stuff. You sent me this piece from, I was not familiar with this organization, Mishpacha Jewish Family Weekly, and the subheadline is CNN Scott Jennings is the personal voice for the unheard masses. As a friend of yours, I can kind of tease you about that a little bit, but I read the piece, and this is really an outstanding profile that they did about you. And one of the things that they kind of focused in on, and I remember playing this audio in the first place, is the moment on the CNN set, and I guess this goes back 2 years ago, April, when Randy Weingarten was a guest. And you can tell the story from here, but you're about to go on at that point, and typically you would not have been on with her at the same time, right?
That's right. At that time, it was really unusual for them to have a guest, like a newsmaker, and then for that person to stay on the panel. And as I was going through the door, I realized they were planning to leave her out there with us. And I said to the producer, "You're leaving her out there with me?" And he said, "Yeah, she wants to do it." And I just shook my head and went out to the set. I listened to her interview. Now, at that time, she was on this media tour trying to whitewash or rewrite history about saying she wanted to open the schools, when every person knows she was literally the leader of keeping the schools closed for as long as possible. And so I just let her have it on behalf of my four kids and on behalf of millions of parents everywhere. That was a huge moment. And but I think I was the first real parent she'd ever met. And it showed on the air.
But it did show, but it also represents what they kind of said about you being the voice of the unheard masses, because I think people felt, I know my audience feels this way, even maybe a little bit about me sometimes, but certainly about you, that you were saying something that they believed in, but they never heard, certainly on a place like CNN.
That's the best kind of punditry, when you can speak for as many people as possible. I mean, most of the people, you know, in commentary are living in Washington, living in New York. You know, they're not really living out in middle America, living with the decisions of the edicts of the elites. So occasionally I get to bring that truth, that middle America honesty, right to the set. And I certainly got to bring it to Randy Weingarten that night. And that's kind of what I'm trying to channel in this job right now, is half the country, a little more than half the country, sometimes 80% of the country has a point of view that's not represented in cable news. And I'm trying to channel that and give those people a chance to turn on the TV and say, hey, that guy speaks for me, and I think it's working right now.
One personal note, just because when I share the story of how we got together many years ago, I talk about Joe, our mutual friend Joe Arnold, and I still think it's amazing, and they mentioned it in this piece. You used to, barely out of high school, work at WHAS as Joe's news guy in the middle of the night. I used to listen to you. I didn't know who you were until about, you know, 8 years ago, because Joe reminded me, but you were the news guy sitting with him as I'm in Milwaukee listening to this big signal from WHAS, not unlike KMOX, at like 3 a.m. And I thought that was just amazing. And that's kind of how you cut your teeth. And you were right out of high school there.
That's right. I was a news anchor at WHAS in Louisville, and Joe was on overnight. And I did the news from 11 p.m. to 6 a.m. every night. And then I would go get a couple hours of sleep, and then I'd go to class and halfway stay awake for macroeconomics or philosophy or whatever it was. And I made it through college. But the main experience I had there was being a news guy and being a journalist. And that experience is with me every day. I learned the power of broadcasting and the power of the spoken word media. And B, you know, I approach my job today with the heart of a journalist. I'm trying to say things that are true. I'm trying to ask the right questions, and I'm trying to put truth over narrative, which is what I learned at WHAS and from Joe Arnold and from my news director there. And I mean, I've carried those lessons with me now for over 25 years.
And you know, that's much of what I do here on the show as well. And that's one of the reasons I enjoy having you on as a guest. So let's talk about some issues here. Elon and the big, beautiful bill, maybe saying some things that might surprise some people, like it can't be big and beautiful at the same time. So what are your thoughts? I had Jason Smith on, of course, the House Ways and Means chairman, a couple of days ago. I'm not maybe thrilled with everything in this bill. You have to get something to the Senate. I don't know what's going to happen there, but what are your thoughts on what got put together here?
Well, I think they did the best they could given the dynamics in the House. And I likened it on the air to, you know, they needed to get a first down. So they got a first down getting it out of the House. And now they'll go over to the Senate and try to move the ball down the field a little bit more. The one thing about Elon's work at DOGE and this bill is that they're not exactly compatible. They cannot touch discretionary spending in this bill, because it's a reconciliation package. So they can't just go in and cut things. They would have to do that in a separate package called a rescissions package. And I think the Speaker of the House, as far as I've been told, is dedicated to doing this. They need to do it. They need to do both. They need to cut taxes and all the other things that happen in this bill, invest in the border security, deregulate energy, et cetera, et cetera. They also then need to come back and codify the DOGE cuts. And they need to make going through the government and going through it line by line the way Elon did a common, perpetual and ongoing thing. It is the Republican responsibility to do this. If they do not do it, it will be a massive failure. It just happens to happen here that it needs to happen in two different vehicles.
Yeah.
And I hope the Republican leaders understand that and then they follow through on it.
Well, I think they understand it, but the following through, that becomes, again, a math equation, right?
Well, it is a math equation, but the math that I'm looking at is we're nearly $40 trillion in debt. And this, the path we're on is unsustainable. Now, I interviewed Elon for my book that I have coming out this fall, A Revolution of Common Sense, available for pre-order on Amazon. Please do it today. And he told me that the reason he took this job in the first place was, quote, to try to figure out how to keep America from going bankrupt. He dedicated this portion of his life to trying to light a fire under people in Washington that this debt is unsustainable, that the spending habits are unsustainable, and that something has to be done. And so I think the impulse was correct. I think he found some amazing things that need to be cut, outrageous things that need to be cut. But more than anything, he should have just sent a message that, hey, it is your responsibility, Washington politicians, to not let us go over the cliff where we devalued the currency to the point where it's worthless and where the United States will never dig out of this hole of debt that we're in. And so I hope they listen to this guy, because he's on the right track, and not too many people are bold enough to call it out the way he has. I hope they take some inspiration from him.
Scott Jennings is back with us this afternoon. We've talked about this over the years. You spent at least a couple of semesters teaching a class in an adjunct way at Harvard University. And you did. Who did you do that with? I can't remember, because it was you and somebody else who was doing it at the same time, right?
Yep. I was a fellow at the Harvard Institute of Politics, and then I continued on there for a few years, actually, teaching a class in the Harvard Kennedy School, which is the graduate school. And for most of the time, it was Robbie Mook, who was Hillary Clinton's campaign manager, and I did it as a bipartisan class. Later, he got deployed, actually, as part of the military, and I ended up doing it on my own. But it was a good experience. I met a lot of interesting people. But, yeah, I spent some time at Harvard.
Well, I always was impressed, because I think that would be very valuable to hear different perspectives in a class if you're at college, because I wonder about that these days. But what are your thoughts on what's going on with Harvard right now and the president? And there's, you know, Harvard seems to be doubling, tripling down.
Well, I think that Donald Trump has correctly pointed out that Harvard and the rest of these Ivy League schools, Columbia, for instance, are doing a terrible job at combating the anti-Semitism on their campus. They've not protected the Jewish students. And also the admission of all these foreign students who pay full freight. I know why they do it. But what they're doing is they're importing a lot of people who get educated at a prestigious American university, all the while bringing their anti-Western ideology, anti-American ideology. You go on these campuses and you see these people who hate the West, they hate America, and yet we're allowing them to get educated in our flagship universities here. I mean, it doesn't make a lot of sense. I think it's one of these common sense things that Donald Trump is calling out. And, you know, he's obviously waging a battle against Harvard and some of these other colleges that are engaged in this. It is not good for America to have foreign students here who do not love America. If we're bringing people here who hate America, who hate the West, and want to take advantage of our system and tear down America and tear down the West, that's stupid. That's crazy. And so I think most people actually agree with President Trump on this, and we'll see where the battle goes. But I'm in full agreement and accord with him on this. These universities ought to be America first universities. And I mean that in that people who are there should love America and want to build up America, not tear it down.
Scott, I had this great Uber ride a couple of Saturdays ago. I always like to sometimes talk with the Uber drivers. This guy had an American flag on his hat. He was from, he was from Africa. I'm forgetting Ghana. And he just loved this country. He loved Missouri. He loved the country. And I started, you know, asking him some questions along the lines of what you hear in the media, because you hear a lot of people that are here that don't want to assimilate, that don't appreciate the freedoms. And one of the things that he said in this conversation is sometimes it's the little things that we all take for granted. And the example that he used was, like, you turn a faucet on and water comes out of it, right? So I bring that up because we want people to assimilate. We want people to come here and be immigrants. We want people to contribute, but they also have to appreciate the country and want to be a part of the country and not hate the country, to your point.
Yes. I mean, this is the greatest country on earth. It's the greatest system of government and nation that's ever been devised. And people who come here ought to really buy into that. And unfortunately, a lot of people have been allowed to come here either through the student visa program or just walk across the border, let's be honest, illegally. A lot of people have come here who don't agree with that. They hate America. They want to tear down America. They think America's rotten at the core. They'd like to import their anti-Western civilization mindset here. I mean, you know, look, Europe is also dealing with a migration crisis.
Oh,
they're
no
importing
doubt.
A bunch of people who hate the West. They fundamentally hate the West. They hate our way of life. And we're going to have to decide at the culture, Mark, how do we want to live? Do we want to live in the greatest nation ever devised under our system, under Western values? Or do we want to live under this anti-Western, anti-American, hateful ideology that's being brought in here? I think I know the answer to that.
Oh,
I know
too.
What 90% of America would say.
And absolutely.
So that's who Trump's speaking up for.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
You know, there are a lot of passions. Some days it's sports, other days it's cooking, or music, or just diving into a great documentary. The thing is, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. Amazon Prime isn't just about fast delivery. Though getting stuff the same day is pretty great. But it turns out it's so much more. Prime Video, Amazon Music, the whole range of services. It's like a hub for all kinds of curiosity. Prime helps people stay connected to what matters and keeps the journey of exploration going, whether it's watching something inspiring, listening to a new artist, or getting gear delivered fast to chase a new hobby. Prime makes it easier to dive in. So yeah, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. From streaming to shopping, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to get more out of whatever sparks interest. Amazon.com/Prime.
Anyone who loves playing baseball or softball knows that one of the first steps in that journey is breaking in your first glove. It's where your love of the game began. Where does your child's baseball or softball journey begin? Go to playball.org to get started. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Hey, we talked about this a little at the game, but I think Marco Rubio, if you want to look at the camera, he just seems to be killing it as Secretary of State.
Oh, my gosh. He is doing a great job. Total all-star, clear communicator, handling the toughest issues, really articulating the plans and the vision of the Trump administration better than anybody that President Trump has appointed. And, you know, they keep giving him extra jobs. Like, you know, you can always tell the people that are doing well because at work they give those people extra things to do. That's Marco Rubio right now. And what he has done is nothing short of miraculous in terms of reorganizing the State Department, handling the student visa issue. You know, he's out there canceling these student visas. He talks about the migration crisis more articulately than anybody in government right now. Rubio is the total all-star of this cabinet. There's no question about it.
Hey, I shamefully have not watched the whole segment. I keep trying to get some time. But how was the Bill Maher experience last weekend?
Well, first of all, shame on you for not insulting me in this way. Secondly, it was amazing. And the whole time I was thinking, well, I hope Mark Reardon sees this. I mean, it would be amazing if he watched this and still haven't done it. No, it was a great experience. They treated me great. We recorded it at the CBS Studios, Television City. So I knew one day I'd either be on The Price is Right or Bill Maher. Turns out it was Bill Maher. We had fun. And Bill, you know, obviously Bill's a liberal, but he's a free speech guy. He's a common sense guy. We don't agree on everything, probably not much of anything. But this guy believes in free speech. You know, I think the left, part of the problem on the left is illiberalism, meaning they want to shut down speech. And Bill Maher is an advocate for free speech. And so even though we don't agree on a lot of political issues, we agree on free speech and its importance. And so I was grateful for the invitation and grateful to make a new friend out there. He didn't stay around for the after party much because he was off to watch the Knicks that night, who did win. Now they've run into problems in the playoffs, but he's a big Knicks guy.
So let's get back to baseball here just a little bit. This has been amazing. You and Joe came in. You got to see a great game. They win this series against the Orioles. But damn it, Scott, the Cubs are pretty good, aren't they? We're still three games back.
So the most frustrating text chain I'm on is with David Axelrod from Chicago, my fellow CNN commentator. He's a Cubs guy. And I text him every day. We won again, but so did you. We can't make up any ground. And he texts me back. We won again, and so did you, and we can't pull away from you. And so right now the Cubs and the Cards are pulling away from this division because they're both playing inspired baseball. The Cubs are outrageous. Pete Crow Armstrong is outrageous right now, and the Cardinals just refuse to die. So I love it that we're winning, but damn these Cubs. I mean,
I know. I've had to admit
crazy right now.
You know, my family, most of my family up there in Chicago, they're Cubs fans, and I have an aunt who is very close to me, who's down in Florida most of the time, and she was teasing me the other day when she saw our picture. But look, have we even played the Cubs? We got a series coming up in June on the 23rd. These are stacked a little differently because of all the interleague play. But that is going to be, I mean, talk about exciting baseball when the Cardinals play the Cubs this summer.
Well, that game we saw on Sunday at Busch Stadium, it had almost a playoff atmosphere to it, especially that end of that game where Arenado made that amazing catch up against the wall, hurt himself. If you thought that was sort of playoff atmosphere type, get ready for the Cubs series because that's going to be wild. when we play them. Both fan bases will be going crazy. And you know what? It's great for baseball.
It is.
Like, it's great for St. Louis. It's great for Chicago. The two most storied franchises in the division, both good, both going at it. Like, it's great for baseball. So I'm really looking forward to it.
Well, it's great to get together with you and Joe. And what I said outside of anything else, you guys are great friends, but you're also just two of the biggest baseball fans, not only Cardinals fans, but two of the biggest baseball fans that I know. And you know, I appreciate that passion.
We love the game, and we love St. Louis. We love the Cardinals, and we love you, Mark Reardon. So we appreciate very much the invitation to be there. And my family had fun, and the kids loved it. So we're grateful for the trip in. I hadn't been since 2023. So to get back into Busch Stadium was a special day.
God bless you, Scott Jennings. You know I love you. Thanks so much for coming in the other day, and you have a great weekend. We'll talk soon.
Thanks, Mark. See ya.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
You know, there are a lot of passions. Some days it's sports, other days it's cooking, or music, or just diving into a great documentary. The thing is, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. Amazon Prime isn't just about fast delivery. Though getting stuff the same day is pretty great. But it turns out it's so much more. Prime Video, Amazon Music, the whole range of services. It's like a hub for all kinds of curiosity. Prime helps people stay connected to what matters and keeps the journey of exploration going. Whether it's watching something inspiring, listening to a new artist, or getting gear delivered fast to chase a new hobby, Prime makes it easier to dive in. So yeah, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. From streaming to shopping, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to get more out of whatever sparks interest. Amazon.com/Prime.
At MLBShop.com, you can get all the latest officially licensed merchandise for you and your family. But if you really want to level up your game, you can grab something for your dog walker, your Pilates instructor, your swim coach, your neighbor, your accountant, your gardener, your best friend, your bandmate, your boss, your kid's teacher, your mailman. Visit MLBShop.com and stock up on officially licensed on-field merchandise from your favorite teams.
Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.